special music for you this morning. A song called Lord, I Need You. But I'll start with like the pastor started. I had a good week. Because we did, didn't we? Tuesday night was a little interesting. Normally we practice on Monday nights. But God had us practice on Tuesday night this week, and it's a good thing. We finished up with practice. And Brandon and I were just going over some songs, some things we might do later on, and I looked toward the back. Remember, this is dark, right? It's 7:30 or so. And I looked toward the back, and I see a guy standing in the shadows. Didn't recognize him. I said, hey, come on in. What's going on? His name was Ron. Ron was traveling with his family, taking his 14-year-old daughter Jennifer down to Children's Hospital from Minnesota. Now, the first question is, how do you end up at Ross? How do you end up here on your way from Minnesota to Children's Hospital? And so I asked him. Google Maps is what he told me. It's all good. It's all good. I said, well, what's going on? He said, we need some money for gas to get down to Children's. And I said, well, he said, is your whole family with you? He said, yes. So what's going on? He said, well, my daughter's been suffering from migraines for the past 2 years. They had all the technical jargon stuff. Deals with some things that run along from your brain back down to your spine. Apparently, there's like two tubes, I guess I'll call it, the spinal fluid has to go through. One of them was pretty much pinched off, which kept her in pain for 2 years, guys. 14-year-old in pain for 2 years. I said, bring her in. Pastor was there. I was there. Brandon was there. We laid hands. And we spoke to that pain in the name of Jesus. And nothing happened. So I grabbed her hands. I told her, he said, hey, look, God loves you. You're awesome. You're amazing. This garbage and messing with you doesn't belong. And we prayed again. Pastor, I think you said you felt something, didn't you? When we prayed that second time, you felt something in the neck, in that spot that she was pointing to that supposedly is where this problem is, right? Cool. I said, how are you feeling now? She said, better. I said, come here. I walked her right up here. Stood her in front of this altar. I said, look at this cross. I said, Jesus died for you. He took the physical beating of his body for you so you could receive your healing. And it's free. All you have to do is ask. So I laid my hand on the back of her head and I commanded that garbage to get off of her and be healed in the name of Jesus. And I said, how you feel? She says, there's just a little spot right here in my head. I said, put your hand there. I said, repeat this after me. This healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has already done. She said that. I said, what's going on? There's no pain. I said, no pain. I said, 2 years you've been dealing with pain nonstop. And there's no pain. She said, there's no pain. I said, what's something you haven't done in a while? She said, dance. I said, really? I said, well, I have my computer set up here. I said, what kind of music you dance to? She said, ballet. If you've been to my Facebook page, you've seen the video. Or the Ross page, you've seen it. So I put on Swan Lake. And she danced beautifully. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. She was healed. She is healed. All right. Now we gave them our, I have no idea where her last name is. We don't know. But they've got our card and we asked them to call us because they were still going to go to Children's as I wanted them to. They got that confirmation from the doctors. Freak them out, all right? Freak those doctors out. What do you mean? We've been dealing with you for 2 years and now you're telling me that you got prayer in the name of Jesus and you're healed? Uh-huh. It's that simple. It is. It's that simple. And that night, Pastor, as I'm leaving here, I got a call from a young lady who lives out in Pennsylvania. Her son, Isaiah, he's probably 8 or so. Had a massive headache, migraines headache. Guess what? Gone in the name of Jesus. Guys, it's really this simple. It really is. James 5:16 tells us that we are to confess our sins and the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Look what's happening right here in this song. Lord, I come, I confess. We confess our sins and we receive. Watch how this goes.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Thy righteousness, O God, how I need You. When sin runs deep, Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where You are. And where You are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, now I need You. To teach my song to rise to You. I cannot stand, I'll fall on You. Jesus, You're my hope and stay. Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my my righteousness.